Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. God will provide. I like to say good morning to all those on Facebook and all those on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line. Thank you for joining the service this morning. I pray that God adds a blessing to you today. This message has got me so stirred. I have been so blessed that the Lord has given this message to me to deliver to you today. Our message today is going to be God Will Provide. What a great song to kick us off from Tamela Mann. Go back and check that out. God Will Provide. I'm going to read the scripture today. My son actually had a little procedure done on his toe yesterday. So you're stuck with me today to read the scripture. So if you are ready, I first like to open up with a word of prayer and then we'll jump right into it. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come thanking you for another day you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to hear from you today. We ask right now that you prepare our hearts. And Father, my prayer always is that I decrease and in you increase. I pray they not see me, but they see thee. So Father, as we go forward today, we ask that your Spirit speak to your people. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll be reading from 1 Kings chapter 17. We will lift the first 6 verses, but we will cover all of them. But we want to start with 1 Kings chapter 17. And we'll read the first 6 verses. And I'm telling you, goodness gracious alive. Pay attention here. It reads this way. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook of Chithron, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Woo! So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. And he went and dwelt by the brook of Chithron, and there that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. Goodness gracious alive. Wow. I got 3 things I want to talk about today that God provides in the wilderness. God provides with a widow, and God provides with wellness. As we see these first 6 verses here, God has told Elijah to go to Ahab and tell him that there will be no rain until God says that there will be rain. If you read the chapter preceding that, Ahab was a wicked king. And the Bible says he did worse than all those before him. But God gives him a warning. God sends the prophet to tell him what God told him to do. And I want you to see this, is that God then tells Elijah to go to the brook of Chithron, where he would feed and protect him there. God always gives us a warning. I mean, we need to think about that. He always tells us what to do, what's coming. That's what I like about it. Nothing takes him by surprise. It may be taking us by surprise, but not.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.